Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Karen Hunter, and she lives kind of down by Lewis. And good morning to you, Karen.
Good morning.
You know, this is the season. We're all getting a little anxious. We've had some pretty nice weather with the way it's supposed to be. And that makes us kind of anxious, I think, to get out in the yard and work and maybe do some planting and so on. So you have an event coming right up that you'll help people along.
Yes, I have our annual garden sale, and it's going to be Saturday, May 9th, from 10 to 2 p.m. It's the day before Mother's Day.
So if you still don't have something for your mother, or maybe somebody who you kind of think of as a mother, this might be a good place to find something.
Definitely.
Yes. And where are you located, Karen?
We are 2 miles east of Lewis. We're at 63748 600th Street. It's very easy to find. We are right off of Oxford Road, or some people call it G43, on 600th Street.
And as I recall, you usually have a sign there on the corner.
Yes, we'll have signs.
Where you have to turn, yeah. Okay. So 2 miles east of Lewis, and then watch for the corner there where you turn.
Yes.
And so let's talk about some things. I know you have a whole variety of things. Will there be plants?
Yes. This year we have Willow Lane Nursery coming. They are a fairly new nursery right outside of Villisca. And she is going to be bringing vegetable plants, herbs, flowers, hanging baskets. Oh, just a wide variety, big selection. So that should be good.
Okay. And will there be yard art?
There will be lots of yard art. We have people that make, I have a lady from Clarinda that makes those, they're like glass plates, but they look like flowers, and you stick them in the ground, and they're just beautiful, and they're nice for any garden. And then we have William's iron garden art that he makes different garden art out of spoons and out of metal, and he has this year he made a huge 4-foot flower that is just gorgeous that you put in your garden. We have wind chimes and bird feeders and bird houses, anything to do with dressing up your garden.
Okay. Do you have barn boards?
Yes. Kent Eukin will be there, and he makes a lot of things out of barn boards, and he has a wide variety of things that he comes out every year, and people really like what he has to offer.
Know that he usually has some baskets, that sort of thing, that can be used as flower planters, very, very creative. And that's kind of what I see at this garden sale, is that you have a lot of creative people there, and it's just fun to see how they put their work together.
Yes. We have people that, I have a gentleman that makes garden benches and trellises and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Just a wide variety of things.
Okay, now I'm going to get to, do you have food?
Yes. Of course, I'm going to be making homemade berry pies. And this year, I'm going to be making berry smoothies so that people can see a variety of different ways that you can use the blackberries and raspberries. And I'm also going to make some aronia berry smoothies so they can see how another use for aronia berries. I'm going to have homemade blackberry ice cream, and I'll have some fresh frozen berries from last year that I will be having a big sale on so that I can free up what I have left from last year so that we can make room in the freezers for this year's crop.
But, of course, the berries keep very well in the freezer.
They do. You can usually keep them for, 3 years, and then after that you have to, sometimes they'll last longer than that, but I usually say 2 to 3 years is
the
good time frame. Yeah.
And, of course, they're still safe. Some people, you know, when we put those timelines on, people think, well, they're going to make you sick after that. No, they're just not going to taste as good and look as good.
Right. So, they might lose some of their flavor.
Yeah.
And and you might get a little frostbite on them, you know, but as far as using them, they're not hazardous or anything
like that. But the best part would be to just kind of use them up as you can, because, as you say, the new berries are going to be coming along. When do most of your berries come on to get the fresh ones?
They start the end of June, the first part of July, depending on the weather, and we'll have them, some type of berry, all the way through until the fall. So,
okay, once you get started, you just keep rolling.
Yes.
Now, besides what you're making, I'm guessing you'll have some other people there with food also.
Yes, our Daily Bread will be there, and they're bringing lots of good bakery items. We have a lady that grows a lot of asparagus, and if the asparagus is in and so far it looks good, then she'll be bringing fresh asparagus to sell. We have Walnut Creek Acres coming up, and she makes a lot of jelly fresh from her farm, and garden mixes and dips and things like that, honey, just a variety of things.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have the Red Oak Lions Club that will be serving a delicious Sloppy Joe lunch. And with that lunch, you will get a Sloppy Joe sandwich, potato chips, a brownie, and a drink, coffee or pop or bottled water. And I believe they're selling their meals for $5.
Wow. You're making me hungry.
That.
You know, all this good sounding food, you're making me hungry. And it's kind of nice to be able to walk around, see all the kinds of things that are there, have a meal, a snack, whatever you'd like, and then just visit with folks.
Right. We'll have tables out, and we're up on a hill, so you can see out for quite a ways in the country, and there's usually a nice breeze, and it's just a nice time to come out and see what everybody has, mm-hmm. and we usually have some nice soothing music playing, and it's just a very relaxing thing.
Really fun. Let's talk a little more about your berries. What all kinds of berries do you grow, Karen?
We have black raspberries. This year, I'm hoping, last year there was so much water the black raspberries didn't do as well, so I'm hoping this year they'll do a little better. We have red raspberries, golden raspberries. We have a few purple raspberries.
Hmm.
And then we have about, each year we put in different varieties. I would say we're up to about 10 varieties of blackberries. And we have aronia berries. My husband and I have been putting in a lot of fruit trees, and some of those will bear this time. We'll have apples. We'll have some cherries, I believe. I don't know how. Usually the first year they don't put out as many.
Right.
So we might not have too many cherries, but we will have apples. And we will probably have peaches. And we have apricots and pears and all kinds of fruit trees. Some of those won't bear this year, but some of them will.
Mm-hmm. You're just fruitful people, I think.
Yeah.
Really like those fruits. Yes. And one of the things I think people are invited if they want to kind of look at the berries, especially I think people sometimes have questions about, want to see like the blackberries and the raspberries, how you're growing them, and may have some questions about growing them. So I'm sure you'd be happy to answer those questions also.
Of course. Yes, that'll be great. And we have a golf cart, and if somebody wants to ride down the field, we can take them down and they can see what we have, how we grow them. Everybody maybe does a little bit different, and we can give you suggestions.
Okay. I'm just going to jump real quickly back to those smoothies. Do you have any secrets that you share when you make your smoothies?
Yes, I tell you there's so many ways to make smoothies, the different kinds you can make, but I tell you some little tricks about it and what's healthy, and I will give you information about the health benefits of blackberries, and I'll have some written information for you. And on the back of that, I have that particular smoothie recipe because you want to make it healthy and still good. And I think everybody that's had my smoothies really like them.
I say, okay, I'd like more of those. Okay, Karen, we've been visiting with Karen Hunter about her garden sale coming up, and give us the time and date again.
Okay. It's going to be Saturday, May 9th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. and it'll be out at our farm, which is at 63748 600th Street, which is 2 miles east of Lewis.
All right. Well, best wishes to you. I know people have a great time who stop by to see you. And until next time, here is a thought. Talent is God-given. Be humble. Fame is man-given. Be grateful. Conceit is self-given. Be really careful.